Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 11th of July 2011. Well, good morning. Well, last week was a bit of a mixed week. Markets continued to rally right up to Friday and in most parts of the world except Europe. Friday was a bit of a bad day because US payroll data came out and fell well short of expectations that hit equities badly across the globe. In spite of that, US stocks last week were boosted by a number of things, including strong gains in private payrolls, a sharp fall in the euro, obviously good for US exports, news that Netflix is going to expand, and that boosted the NASDAQ, and interestingly, stronger than expected results from some of the retailers in the US, combined with good weather and falling gasoline prices. And in fact, US stocks were up generally on the week, in spite of global news, including the downgrade of Portugal and its debt, and a rise in Chinese interest rates. Heading across to Europe, Europe was certainly hit by the downgraded Portugal and the ongoing debt crisis, including an admission now among authorities that the Greek default cannot really be stopped and even probably should happen, in spite of the fact that 12 billion of aid was approved on Monday for Greece. Once again, Europe was hit by the US payroll data on Friday and fears that the soft patch that we're going through is going to be of longer duration than everyone expected. In Europe, the Eurozone interest rates were put up by 0.25% as expected, and they're now at 1.5%, and UK rates were held at 0.5%, once again, very much as expected. UK data didn't do much for UK growth prospects, still seen as very much in the uncertain category, with little guidance from production and output data. And there are a lot of factors making it difficult to assess what's going on here, including the after effects of the severe winter and the extended holiday season over the Easter period. Going across to the Far East, once again, markets very volatile, hit by some of the global concerns, but generally up on the week, in spite of China's increase in interest rates, up by 0.25%. China readjusted its inflation target, admitting it won't reach 4%, but unlikely to get to 6%, and now seen as being around 5%. In global markets, oil ended up 1.3% on the week, with West Texas Intermediate now running at $96 a barrel. And the safety factor kicked in, having been on the back foot for the last couple of weeks, and that pushed gold up nearly 4% last week, and US Treasuries yields fell quite significantly as investors turned to Treasury bills for safety. Bit ironic, as we're now not far off from the first ever default by a US government of its Treasury bills. But still, see what happens there. So what happened in the markets last week? Well, as I said, they were volatile but generally up, with Japan up 2.5%, the Far East up 1.5 to 2%, Europe unchanged actually, and US up marginally. So what's the bottom line? Well, the volatility we saw in markets last week just generally reflects the fragility of the global economy and prospects for markets. Serious uncertainty still remains. It's very difficult to see a clear vision of where we're going in the future. And in the US, the whole issue of the US budget and the debt ceiling is now an additional cause for concern. And that could well trigger a further flight to safety over the next 2 or 3 weeks in the run-up to the August 2nd deadline. On the upside, though, we're going to start seeing two-quarter corporate results come through shortly. And we could see some significant strength in the corporate sector here, in spite of the generally rather gloomy global market situation. As I said before, in this environment, it's important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against these macroeconomic risks. This week, coming up, market-moving events, US budget and debt ceiling negotiations, and a heavy week of data from the US, including FOMC minutes, inflation, retail sales, and industrial production, all which will be viewed with keen interest for any indication about the state and duration of the so-called soft patch. And of course, in Eurozone, debt negotiations continue with Italy coming into focus. Well, that's it from me. I hope that's been of use. Please note this should not be regarded as advice, and Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the FSA.